Curious religious paintings hung over tubular iron beds. I was fascinated by the bleeding sacred hearts, the sappy Madonnas, and the saint, eyes rolled to heaven, with a dagger in her chest. I grew more excited by the minute. Stepping out on the balcony overlooking a classic Tuscan landscape dotted with toffee-colored farms, I scarcely heard the agent's warning, "Signora, at any moment, please, the floor might collapse." Is it an homage to that initial impression that I too have my collection of religious paintings? Two Christs crowned with thorns, two Mary Magdalenes, several crucifixions, one Madonna and child, and a few of the eye rollers, too. I was stunned to open a gift from a friend and find a painting on tin of the saint with the dagger in her chest. The antique markets have stacks of these religious paintings, as well as other objects of fascination to a South Georgia Methodist. A visitor would view my bookcases as a study in holy dismemberment, filled as they are with a collection of heads, arms, and legs of various saints and putti, but my collection of relics protects us, so far, from harm. My study walls hold the studio portraits of an Italian family I have imagined for myself, a serene mother holding a letter, from whom?